From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. A U.S. envoy, Brett McGurk, says the offensive is receiving American air support.
So when it comes to Mosul, we're working to apply all the lessons that we've learned in these very difficult places like Tikrit, like Ramadi, and relying on the Iraqi security forces that we have helped train and the Kurdish Peshmerga that we have helped train as a coalition.
Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in the battle. On Saturday, an Iraqi general said his forces trying to encircle the city had driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front. Kurdish forces say Iraqi flags are now flying from buildings near Mosul's airport. Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday it is withdrawing from parliament after an unprecedented arrest of nine of its lawmakers, including the party's two co-leaders. In a televised speech, Turkey's prime minister, Binali Yildirim, called on the party to, in his words, return from this mistake before it is too late. Turkey drew international condemnation Friday following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. Officials in the Indian capital say they have shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed coal-fired power plants temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that shrouded New Delhi this past week. This is VOA News.